Now to the United States, where Republicans look set to take control of the House of Representatives following the US midterm elections, but more narrowly than predicted. Results are still being declared across America, with the fight for the Senate on a knife edge. In Florida, Republican candidate Ron DeSantis used his victory speech to attack woke ideology.
We have embraced freedom. We have maintained law and order. We have protected the rights of parents. We have respected our taxpayers, and we reject woke ideology. We fight the woke in the legislature. We fight the woke in the schools. We fight the woke in the corporations. We will never, ever surrender to the woke mob. Florida is where woke goes to die.
Well, now let's talk to our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan. Aside from waking up to Ron DeSantis and his comments, Sean, what are Americans waking up to this morning in terms of these midterm elections?
Well, they're waking up to a Republican red wave that wasn't as big as Republicans certainly had been talking it up as being right up until yesterday evening when the first votes started to emerge here. They were expecting to do really well in the House of Representatives and maybe win up to 30-seat majority in the House. It doesn't look like it's going to happen now. Not all the seats have been counted. There's still plenty of them out there still to be filled. But in places where they expected to do well, they didn't do as well as they thought they would. Some of the Donald Trump-backed candidates didn't really deliver for the party and might have indeed been a negative for the party in certain parts of the country. So what we now have is the House will go to the Republicans, but with a smaller majority. Republican pollster Frank Luntz a couple of hours ago was predicting somewhere in the range of 10 to 15 seats. And he said, depending on whether it's 10 or 15, it could make a lot of difference for Kevin McCarthy, the leader of the House Republicans, in trying to manage that group. Because the smaller the majority that they have, the more power and influence the far right of the Republican Party in the House will have. And they could make life rather uncomfortable for the party leadership, which generally wants to move the party into the centre ground. But just as the Democrats under Nancy Pelosi were beholden to a far left rump within the party, and it dragged them in directions they didn't necessarily want to go in, so the smaller that Republican majority is in this House, the Republicans might have the same party management issues. Either way, it looks like it's going to be difficult for President Biden to get any legislation through the lower house, and it looks like they'll start all kinds of investigations into him, into the FBI, into Hunter Biden and his laptop, into the Afghan withdrawal, etc., etc. So it is going to become difficult for him, but perhaps not quite as difficult as had been thought.
And the Senate, as we said, is on a knife edge. If the Democrats could retain control of the Senate, what difference might that make to the Biden presidency, Sean?
Well, the Senate is the place where deals get brokered between the White House and the lower house. This is the kind of crucible of politics in Washington. And if he can keep even a one-seat advantage in the upper house, it gives him just that little bit of extra leverage to try and broker deals. So there's still space. And remember, Joe Biden is a real veteran of Capitol Hill politics. He knows how that place works. And if there's deals to be done, he might be able to do it that bit better if he can get those Senate seats. But right now, all eyes are on the southwest of the country, on Nevada and Arizona, where they count has closed right up in those races, the Democrats edging ahead in Arizona, but the Republicans edging ahead in Nevada, which was a very marginal seat for the Democrats. And it's going to take probably until Saturday before we get definitive results for those two.
And in terms of Donald Trump's apparent ambition to run again in 2024, is all this a hit or a miss?
Yeah, a bit of both by the looks of things. I'll tell you one thing, you played that clip from Ron DeSantis. I think he's really played himself into contention for the Republican nomination with his performance down in Florida. All that stuff about woke, whatever the hell woke is, he's again it. But it seems to be quite popular down that way, that kind of a stance. He had a stonking great victory in his governor's race. The senator for the Republicans won the seat there. And because of a redrawing of the electoral maps, the Republicans look like they're going to pick up four additional seats in the House of Representatives in Florida. That would be the biggest gain of any state. And Ron DeSantis is taking the credit for doing that. So he's really played himself into contention as being a very, very strong performer for the Republican Party and somebody who is now a very credible alternative to Donald Trump as a contender for that 2024 race.
Yeah, and whom Donald Trump would have to get past if he is to get the nomination.
Exactly, and that's why he started on Saturday night calling him Ron DeSanctimonious. You know you've arrived if Donald Trump is calling you names.